פרגרף גימל. וזה בחינס מזוזה שקובעים בפסח הבייס. And this is also the reason why we establish a mezuzah at the entrance to the house. Kedei lizkoi resatzmoi ba'olam haba. In order to remind ourselves and to always be aware of the world to come. Shaloi lishkoyach es Hashem Yisborach. Not to forget Hashem. It's brought, some of the Meforshim bring, that the Torah begins with the letter Beis to remind us of one of the most basic elements in Judaism. That there are two worlds, this world and the future world. That a person shouldn't forget themselves and think that this world is it. This is it. It ends here. The buck stops here. Kizeh ikar mitzvah mezuzah, because this is really what mezuzah is all about. Kedei lizkor b'Hashem Yisborach, that we should remember Hashem. As it says in the mezuzah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen, Klal Yisrael, listen, Jews. Hashem is one. That's what the Shema is proclaiming, and that's what the mezuzah is proclaiming. Shezeh ikar b'chinas zikaron olam haba. This is what remembering olam haba is really all about. Ki ikar olam haba hu, because what's really going to take place in olam haba is she'oz yakiru v'yedu es achdusa yisborach. That's where everyone will recognize and realize the oneness of Hashem. K'moy shekosav, as the pasuk says, b'yoyim hahu, on that day in the future, yihye Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Hashem will be one and his name will be one. And the Gemara explains on that today Hashem appears to be two different parties. Sometimes nice guy, sometimes very not nice guy. Sometimes Hashem appears to be kindness, and sometimes judgmental, very harsh. Whereas in the future, we're going to understand and realize how it was all really one. There is no two. It's all 100% oneness. Uchsiv, the pasuk also says, Ki chulam yedu oisi. Everyone will understand me, Hashem says. In the future, everyone will understand me. Sheze ikar shashu olam haba. This is the main pleasure of olam haba. It's going to be an incredible understanding of Hashem. Ukamei shekosav admor zal b'mokam achar. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in the second half of Likutei Moran, Torah Beis, chapter 2. V'zikoron ze lizkor b'Hashem Yisborach shu zikoron olam haba tzrichen li zohar l'shomroi b'yoyser k'sheboinem b'ayis. And this remembrance, to remember Hashem, and to remember that there's another world, this is especially important. A person has to be extremely careful about this when they're building a home. Because a Jew who is building a home, who is establishing a home, seems to be forgetting that there's a world to come. Seems to be that he's only here short term. Ki bevada va'oisa liatzmoi kviyus dira bazeh ha'olam ha'kol avoyver. He's making for himself an established residence in this world that zooms by, that this world that ends, that passes by like a fleeting thought. Ki bevadai im yamik machshavtoi be'emes bekviyus chay olam habo. Because most definitely, if a person will really think deeply about the concept of olam haba, that the future world is where I'm really going to have permanence. In this world, there's no such thing as permanent. Ubimehirus prichas olam hazeh, and if the person will think about how quickly life in this physical world is passing by, ha'oiver ketzel oiver, which passes by like a fleeting shadow, like a passing shadow, u'cha'onon kolo, and like a cloud that one minute's there, the next minute it just disperses. Bevadai ein shigoin godol mizeh. If a person is thinking along these lines, then there's nothing crazier than this. Kisharoitza livnois latzmoi bias, then a person who wants to build a house in this place, in this world, al rega kala kazois, for such a short period of time, asher muchan laver mikan b'li sofek chishkal mehera, where the person is ready to exit this place, to leave this place, without any doubt, very quickly. When the time comes for a person to go, zip zap, person's out and gone. And again, there's no doubt, this is the most factual, the most definite fact in life, is death. That all of us intend to die. All of us do not intend to be here permanently. So based on that, it seems pretty sick, pretty nutty, for a person to put all kinds of effort and money and struggle and time into establishing a permanent residence in this world. V'alkein be'emes tzivo yohinodov ben rechov levonov sheyeshvu ba'olim. And this is why one of the great koyhanim in Jewish history, Yohinodov ben Rechov, when he instructed his children not to live in homes, but rather to live in tents, make like the Bedouins. V'lo yivnu botim, do not build permanent homes. Kimi sheboina beisoi b'loy das, because a person who builds a home without brains, without really thinking about what it's all about, v'shoicheach b'olam haba, and he forgets that he's in transit now, and he's about to leave. Every minute in this world, a person is about to leave, and he doesn't know if it's today or tomorrow or in a few months or a few. Any person who forgets that, bevadai garua mimeshuga, that person is much worse than a nut, than a crazy person, you know, a mentally ill person. Valze ne'emar, and it's about such a person that the pasuk says, hoy boine beisoy baloy tzedek, woe is to those people who build their homes without righteousness, va'al yosov, and their upper floors, etc. Ho'oimer evneli beis midos, a person who says to him, I'm going to build myself a house with dimensions, you know, with space. Uchsiv, and the pasuk says, bono ko'osh beisoy. He built his house like smoke, you know, like something that goes away very quickly. Uchsiv haboinim chorovoy slomoy. They build things that are very shortly going to be chorad, that are shortly going to be destroyed, come to an end. Ubotim yisadetu legalim, and their homes are in the future are going to be like, you know, like waves. V'chein harbe. There are many psukim like this throughout the Navi that remind us of how foolish a person is to think that they're establishing any permanence in this world, that they're digging in, they're digging their feet in because they're going to be here for a long time. Al kein, therefore, beknisas habayis, tzrichin li zoher moed, liskor tekev boilam abo. Therefore, as a person is about to enter into the house, they need a reminder, they need somebody to hit them over the head right away. We're walking into my house, with my living, with my bedrooms, with my all my things, all my permanence. The person needs a reminder as they're walking into the house. Remember, this is all temporary. Remember, there's a Hashem. Remember, there's Olam Haba, that this world is temporary. Lizkor tekev b'Olam Haba, sheshom ikra bayis. That's where your real house is going to be. Veshom ikra hakvius. That's where you're going to be established. And the fact that I am building a house in this world is only for one reason, to help me get into Olam Haba. That this place is designed in such a way, it has mezuzahs, it has sforim, it has kosher food, it has all the things to help me be zecha to get to Olam Haba. So that I should be able to serve Hashem in my house with the study of Torah and Tefillah, v'achnos esorchim, and bringing guests into my home, ukvoid Shabbos, and by treating Shabbos with the greatest respect in my home, changing the tablecloth, changing everything. Kitzorich kol echod lechavein bebinyan beisoy, shiyah beisoy, beis Torah, beis Tefillah, beis Vad l'chachomim. Each and every Jew has to make sure to have in mind when they're building a house or when they're buying a house, that the house should be a base Torah, a base tefillah, a gathering place for Talmidei Chachamim, bayis pasuach lervocha, a house that's open, that's welcoming to others. It's not mine, me, my, that this is for me, this is to serve me. On the contrary, this is to help me help others. And the poor people should be members of his household. They should be family members. They should feel like family in his house. And then his house is a house of Hashem. And it's about such a house that the pasuk says, "Bechochmo yibone bayis." A person builds a house with chochma, with sechel. He understands what it's all about. And if this is the basis of the house, then it's definitely a great mitzvah for a Jew to be zeichet to build a house for himself, or to acquire a house, obviously. V'alkein, so Hashem should help that all those who do not yet own homes in Eretz Yisrael should have the privilege, the great zchus of being zeichet to own our own homes in Eretz Yisrael, if possible in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. V'alkein tzrichin ligboya mezuzah. And this is why we put up a mezuzah, kedei lizkor tekef b'knisas habayis b'yuchud Hashem Yisborach. Said the second I'm entering the house, I'm being reminded immediately about the oneness of Hashem, Hashem Echad, the unity of Hashem, which is another word for Olam Haba. Because remember, in this world, Hashem is not Echad. In this world, when something good happens, we make Hatoiv HaMeitiv. When something bad happens, we say Dayan Emes. In this world, Kaviyochel, it seems as if there's two sides to Hashem. In Olam Haba, it's going to be oneness. And that mezuzah is all about the oneness. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Hashem Echad. So when I see that mezuzah, it's a reminder, I'm in Olam Haba, everything's temporary here. Supper is, all this stuff is nonsense. If the supper isn't 100% the way I like it, they don't make an issue of you. You're nuts. You're going to forget this supper in a couple of hours. You're going to forget you ate supper. This is what you're making a big deal about. What's a big deal in life is every mitzvah you do. If you make a bracha on food, that's a big deal. If you greet your wife with a smile or your kids, if you say something nice to a person, that's eternal. That's forever. The gashmias, it's a joke. It's here today, gone tomorrow. So you should remember immediately, Shezeh b'chinas zikoroin olam haba. Remembering the unity of Hashem is synonymous with remembering olam haba. V'oz daiko habayis roi lehibonas uliskayim. And then, if that's your attitude, then your house deserves to be built, and your house deserves to exist. Ki enoi shoycheach hashon b'olam haba. He doesn't forget about olam haba. V'oyis eliatzmoi kviyas bayis b'olam hazeh oivar chasashom. And try to make for himself an established permanent residence in this world, which is fleeting by, you know, so quickly. Rak adaraba, but rather just the opposite. Hu boine besoi bishvil zichroin olam haba daika. I built a house for myself in this world to enable me to think, to focus on olam haba, to focus on doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. In the street, I can't sit down and learn with Isha Vadas. If I have a house and I have a room, a library that I can sit and learn Torah and do mitzvahs and think clearly before I say something, before I do something, and see how I can help people with it, I can invite guests into my home. Shehu, he's building his house in order to remember, which is the unity of Hashem. Vazai beisoy nivne al yedei hatzadikim hamekayimim es olam. And when a person has this understanding and this attitude, then his house is being built by the tzadikim who are sustaining the world. Sheheim oiskim livnois botim harbe. Because Rabbeinu Zal said to us in Sichos Aran, those tzaddikim are involved in building many homes. They're in the construction business. They're doing a lot of building of homes. At shenasimihem shai oilomois, until they build so many homes that it becomes a world, and then they keep building and it becomes a second world, until they finish building so many millions of batim that it becomes 310 worlds. Shehem boyin emelu abatim shlasha ilomois mimachloikis. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us over there in Sichoi Saran, paragraph 96, that these tzaddikim build these batim, these residents of the 310 worlds, from machloikis. Hainu, me hasholoim she'oise bein hamachloikis. From the peace that the tzaddikim are able to make out of machloikis, by them being able to dissolve all the disagreements and to turn it all into shalom, into peace, from that shalom, they build homes. Bebechinas shalom bayis. The shalom results in homes, houses. Kanal, as we showed earlier. Umishom nivne beisoi. And this Jew who has the right hashkofa, who knows that the physical world is very temporary, and what really counts is Olam Haba. And therefore, when he looks at his house, he knows what his house is all about. The house is not that this is where I'm gonna retire. There's also retiring in this world. What, are you nuts in the head? All of us are on a conveyor belt. We're on a conveyor belt. We're moving every day. Yoim Moisim Yoim Yivolda, it says in Kelis. The day of a person's death starts from the day's born. The second a person's born, they start walking. Destination, cemetery. And they're on the move, and the clock don't stop, and the conveyor belt doesn't stop for anybody. Ki ikar binyan habayis bishvil sholim. Because the main reason why we build a house is for the sake of sholim. Ki bachutz ubechinas machloikis. Because outside, is the place of conflict, controversy. Ki kol echot nechlach liatzmoi. Because each person, there's an individual. Each one is doing their own thing. Ki hei mefazrim mufuzorim mufayrotin. Each one, people are spread out all over the place outside. Ve'enom mekubotzim yachad. They're not gathered together in the street. Each one, you know, this going and coming and this, that. Aval bebayis. But in a home, shom hakibutz v'hoasifo yachad. That's where there's an ingathering. That's where there's a gathering together. Bebechinas sholoim v'achtus. Peace, unity. Bechinas sholoim bayis. This term sholoim bayis. Interesting that Rav Nosson Zal gives another incentive, another insight, another definition for sholoim bayis.